So how do you figure out whether your decision-making process is sucking the life out of your operations and your outcomes? How do you fortify and protect yourself from the repercussions of bad decision-making? Well, a good place to begin is by evaluating whether you have any symptoms of a decision-making process that's burning away your resources. And here's just a few. Meetings that seem endless. Having to show up and listen to your boss talk to themselves, or so it may seem. People fidgeting away at their laptops during critical discussions. How about taking too long to put together a strategy, or not being able to pivot fast enough when issues arise? As a leader, worrying about failure, unsure about your next moves, or getting irritated too often when people don't seem to get it. Now, these are usually the symptoms of an ambiguous or ineffective decision-making process, which in turn implies stagnant or sinking corporate morale or performance. And it's a shame when an individual or organization thinks that this is all just par for the course. It's all normal. And suffers or fumbles their full potential because they're unaware of the forces that are really impacting their decision making. So I'm hoping that we can join forces today in this battle to eliminate poor outcomes that are the result of bad decisions, which in turn come from an ineffective decision process. I'd like to think about how much there is to gain if you can elevate the quality of your decisions just a little bit. Just think about what you're losing if it stays ineffectively slow or even too haste. And think about how much time and money you can save while improving your outcomes on the flip side. That's the beauty of rejuvenating your decision process. You get the stream of benefits. No more bleeding out of time and money. No more endless ineffective meetings. Reduced decision fatigue. Reduce worrying, and most of all, better outcomes. And even just a little bit of this would be more than satisfying, wouldn't it? And if you could pass this wisdom on, of better decision-making, more profitable decision-making to your kids or to the next generation, it would just make it all more worthwhile. So here's the plan. Sit back with a willingness to learn, get ready to take some notes, and I'll share the keys to better decision-making and tell you about the lurking pitfalls that blinker your choices. Then I'll also show you a quick way to apply all of this and save you at least a few hours a week and set sail for better results. All through, of course, more profitable, wiser decision-making. And if that sounds worthwhile, then we'll certainly be having a profitable time together. So let's get started. Let's look at the heart of decision-making and how we're making decisions and what we can do to vastly improve on them in order to garner positive change in both morale and outcomes.